Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. As software becomes more and more complex, it is becoming more than the human mind can consider alone. Artificial intelligence, or AI, can take every variable in every product into account when making recommendations. When used correctly, AI significantly enhances highly complex business processes. And Mr. James Layfield is an entrepreneur and investor creating positive change through innovation in sectors ranging from property to financial technology. Most recently, James co-founded ClearFind, an easy-to-use, unbiased AI platform that is changing the way companies manage and optimize software with data. And here today to tell us more about ClearFind and the technology is co-founder James Layfield. Mr. Layfield, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, sir, you bet. Really looking forward to hearing all the details on this as well. So if you would, tell us more about ClearFind and how it was founded and the overall mission of the company. That's a great place to start.
No worries. Yeah, so we started the company back in 2017. And we started back then having been so frustrated with the way we were struggling to find software to bring them into our companies. And what we found, there was a massive hole in the available knowledge for selecting and choosing software. And that hole was what it did, features. What were the features of the software? Getting that information was a nightmare. And so we decided, given that that's probably the most important thing you need to know when you're choosing software, could we find a way to get that data and to make it usable, scalable, and really get it into the right people's hands? And so we created ClearFind by forming a new methodology to get feature data from all of the software that you might want to bring into your company, and then also creating an artificial intelligence that was able to intelligently have a conversation with you about your requirements, and then for the first time ever, match you to software rather than just putting you into an endless searching loop.
Yeah, certainly appreciate those highlighted details there. That is most helpful. And if you would also tell us more about your background and how you got started as a serial entrepreneur and tech investor. I'm sure listeners would like to hear that angle as well.
Yeah, so it all started basically, I used to work for a guy called Richard Branson, who some of you may have heard of. He started an organization called Virgin. And if you've flown around the US, you've got Virgin America, which is an airline over here. So I worked for him, and I worked with him on one of the first technology companies that he worked on, which was a little bit like Facebook, but it was 10 years before Facebook. And when I worked with him, I learned, I suppose, a lot about how to start a business, how to run a business, how to manage a business. And he was such a good teacher that I realized I might be able to do it myself. And so I jumped ship from Virgin and started my first company. And because I had a great relationship with them, Virgin actually became my first client. And they helped me start my company by prepaying the entire year's fees upfront, which got me on my feet and got me started. Since then, I've done things in many different sectors. And what's really driven me has been a passion to change the status quo. So I see a problem and I want to fix it. I want to fix it for me and I want to fix it for other people. And that's included airport lounges at JFK. It's included workspaces with a co-working company. It's included financial technology, innovation. And now it's about software. Software is eating the world. Every company is powered by running on using software, and it is a real pain in the bum right now to solve this problem. So we're out there fixing this and making it better for people so that there's less waste, people are more efficient, and they get better outcomes by using ClearFind to solve their software challenges.
I'd say that's a great example of paying it forward there by Virgin Airlines. Awesome stuff right there. Good stuff. Now, the pandemic has shifted the way we think of the world of work right now, especially when it comes to startups. What was the most difficult part of your experience, and what is one thing that you are most proud of in these regards?
So I think the most difficult thing that came through the pandemic was really, how do you get new clients? Normally, in the sort of pre-COVID world, people are in an office, and you can call that office, and you can try and speak to someone. Nowadays, everyone's at home on their mobile phones, and so it's become a little bit more tricky to reach out to people and have a conversation. You end up in someone's inbox, and that's a harder place to be and a harder place to stand out. So I think that has been an interesting challenge of business development in the world of COVID. The thing I think I'm most proud of is that we were able to create something that is genuinely differentiated, and then find a way to talk about that in someone's inbox and on LinkedIn in a way that engages people. And I think that has been the proudest moment for the last 12 months for me.
Certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today and some fascinating details around ClearFind already. Today we're joined by James Layfield, the CEO of ClearFind, a software intelligence platform that analyzes your software ecosystem and uncovers what products you should keep, assess, remove, and consolidate. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's talk about the ClearFind software, if you would. Who is the software geared towards, and are there certain industries that would benefit the most?
Absolutely. So there are two key areas. If you're a consultant, a software consultant, and you help clients with their software ecosystem, we can really make a difference for you. And some of the biggest consultancy firms in the world are now using ClearFind because we can, using our data, get them better outcomes for their clients faster and help them generate more opportunities to work with their clients. The second group, really, are CIOs, chief information officers within any business. And those guys are sat on a really complex ecosystem. They've got people coming to them all the time, asking to bring new tools into their ecosystem. And what they're trying to do is minimize the number of vendors they have and maximize their spend. And we can help do both of those things. One, our tool helps dive into their ecosystem and uncover duplication. And we do that at a feature level. So our system knows all the features of all of the products that they're using, and it can help them navigate that complexity, which a human mind would find hard to do. And on the other side, when they're starting to look about bringing new systems into their ecosystem, we can really help them with that process, make it far quicker, far easier, because what we do is we start by knowing what the software does, which is normally the last thing you end up with when you start a software search yourself. So we start with the features, and then we help them hone in on a match rather than starting with a blank piece of paper and sending them off on a wild goose chase.
And that feedback right there is absolutely brilliant. Awesome stuff. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the inside details on that. Now, if you would, walk us through what a business owner needs to do for the setup process.
Yeah, well, we've tried to keep it so simple. The great thing is, because we've spent the last 3 years refining how to find the data and then going to get the data, we need very little from the business owner. All we need from them, really, are the names of the software they use. And that's something that every business owner has probably in a spreadsheet in their business or in their accounting software. If they tell us the name of the software, we already know the detail behind those softwares. We already know the features. And we can then use our AI to run some really powerful processes to unlock consolidation opportunities or to help them find new tools. So it's super simple.
Yeah, and the way you described it certainly sounds quite simple on the setup process there. Now, what is the ClearFind differentiator compared to other similar softwares in the marketplace?
Yeah, so I think what's fascinating is as you mentioned earlier on, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I've been involved in many businesses. But ClearFind is the first time I can sort of say, hand on heart, we have something unique. And every person who starts a business dreams of being able to say that sentence. And it's so hard to do. But in this case, it's true. And the thing we have that no one else in the world today has is the data on all of the software features. That data set is so rich. it becomes such a powerful tool in helping people make decisions about software. Because if you can imagine, if you know what the software does, you understand what it does, then you can start to ask questions about, can it help you solve your business problem? And that's what we're here to help with. So I think that's the biggest differentiator. So all of the other people in the market aren't really looking at what the software does. They're normally looking at how many licenses you have for a software, or I don't know, what security protocols it might have, or maybe how many users you've got on a particular platform. But no one else can currently look at it and say, hey, you've got software that does this, this, and this, and this other tool you have does this, this, and this. You don't need both of them. And that creates a really special moment for anyone managing any sort of software ecosystem.
Even taking that further, Mr. Layfield, what is your vision for the future of ClearFind looking ahead? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so this is a great question. And it's, I mean, we're super excited about this. So the things that we're excited about most of all are, one, fundamentally changing the way people spend money on software. We can help people not waste. I mean, there's about $30 billion a year wasted by companies on buying the wrong products. We can stop that waste. That is going to change the world. We're really excited about working with consultants across the US to help them unlock potential for their clients. They're already talking to their clients. They've already got a lot of interest. And our tool makes it so much easier. We had a client just the other day working with us, and they said we had given them more data, more useful data on features than they'd ever had in any of their previous engagements. And bear in mind, this consulting firm, this is what they do for a living. So we really have changed the game. And on the other side, I think it's exciting to look at some of the big name brands that we're looking to work with and to help them, I suppose, again, empower their users, bring better solutions to their users, and generally improve the life of people who are working in these companies. If you think about it, if you're using software every day of the week, one of the most frustrating things can be to not have the right tools. It can prevent you doing a good job. We're here to make sure that you have the right tools and that your company's not wasting money on the wrong tools.
Mr. Layfield, really great to have had you on behalf of ClearFind. Really appreciate what you're doing in the space. And as a serial entrepreneur, you certainly do get the vibe, the positive vibe out there. I'm sure you've got quite a few folks excited just to hear your story and all the details behind ClearFind. In conclusion, what is your advice for the businesses that are trying to adapt to this economic climate?
I think adapting, that's the key word in that sentence, really. I think you've got to be flexible. If you're a business owner and you're looking at this market and you're looking at it in a despondent way, know that there are always opportunities there for you. You just have to have the flexibility. You have to be able to move with the times. So look at how you can flex your business model or your product to the way that clients now are looking to buy what you're selling. And don't be too rigid, because that's the worst thing that can happen to anyone in a business. They get stuck on their potential product and they don't really see the markets moved and that they need to adapt.
Certainly a great place to conclude. Thanks for your input there and advice in those regards. Much appreciated. How would a business get started if they wanted to contact you about setting up ClearFind?
So if you want to get started, and I hope you do, because we can really save you an enormous amount of money. It's around 20 to 30% by just our initial engagement. You just want to come along to clearfind.com or look me up on LinkedIn. So it's James Layfield. I'm just on LinkedIn and CEO of ClearFind. And either way, we'd love to help you out.
Well, it sounds like a winning plan. Again, listeners, it is clearfind.com. Mr. Layfield, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking to you and really, really great to get to your listeners. Thank you.
It certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. James Layfield, the CEO of ClearFind, a software intelligence platform that analyzes your software ecosystem and uncovers what products you should keep, assess, remove, and consolidate. And for all the details, simply visit clearfind.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.